This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Don't worry, I'm going to give you your password, your little code word in just a second here. But I wanted to mention the Sam Smith song, Dancing with a Stranger. It's a girl named Normani. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But she's... I guess that she is from Fifth Harmony, and they met in a recording studio. Fifth Harmony was recording in one studio, and right next door, Sam Smith was recording, and they hit it off. They were fans of each other's, and they wrote this song together.
Oh, neat.
And that's where it comes from.
Cool.
So there you go. Brand new song from Sam Smith.
Great song. I was grooving hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We all were. Dancing with a stranger. Ooh, one of my favorite words, garden.
Oh.
Garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. Text garden to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again is 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. This hour's code word is garden.
Woo!
Oh,
yes!
It's time.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
The weekend.
I can move a little, Vinny.
This is how we do it.
You're back. Yay.
Yeah, take it
easy.
Wait, take it easy.
Let me see if I can jump on this.
Don't hurt yourself.
Just.
Oh my God, she looks worse than me.
She's back.
She's
it's
back.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed phone, slowing down to take a look at me. My baby. Babe, don't say maybe.
This song has replaced another song that she used to have on the montage.
All right.
It was an R. Kelly song.
Oh, right.
Ooh, yeah.
Kelly.
I don't think so.
Come on.
I'm going back to Kelly.
I don't think so.
No. Master! Master of puppets, he's pulling your strings. He's making you do all sorts of bad things.
You're ruining it.
Oh, hey, what do you say? Something beautiful is headed your way. Oh, God, get out of my way. I gotta celebrate. It's Friday. Hallelujah.
Oh.
You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I'd fall down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, he'll say, Hallelujah, you're home. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow,
ow.
Oh!
Oh, no. Help.
That's Vinny's song.
Mommy shark.
Daddy shark.
Okay, I've had enough of that one.
All right, fine.
Daddy shark.
Make it rain on them hoes. Somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks, it's beer o'clock somewhere.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
Hello?
Oh.
It's a new system.
It is a new system.
Things I'm on.
Dangerous.
Ebola eat that.
No, dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Dangerous.
Cito.
Despacito. Amorito.
Yamacito. Here we go.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum.
Oh, no.
All right.
Grandpa Shark.
What about a pill? What about awesome? What about the good stuff?
Because baby, I'm awesome.
Because baby, I'm awesome.
Awesome. There you go, Human.
Also.
Oh, yeah. All right, there it is.
To show Avicii I was cool.
Your butt is mine.
Oh, my God, please don't.
You're ruining everything.
Let's cut that one out.
See where you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
All right, I'm feeling like we can face the day now, kids.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
No, stop it.
Just you.
Surely not everyone was kung fu fighting.
Vinny, did you play that, what's that shark song called? Or what is it?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Did you play Baby Shark, the metal version last night?
I didn't play it for the family last night, but I did hear from multiple friends who said, why you guys and you're playing the Baby Shark? It was in my head the whole day.
Yes. I can tell that that's going to be a problem.
It's a problem for me.
Well, it's already a problem. Like, here we are. This is day two.
Do not play that.
Yeah, don't play that anymore.
Because you play it for your kids, don't torture us.
It's only a glimpse into my life.
Did you tape your baby singing it?
You know what? I was dancing along and singing with her, but I couldn't pull my phone out because it wasn't in reach. And that's the thing. Like, you can't, like, ruin the moment by putting her down and going to grab the phone and fighting
Give
the
him
camera
a minute.
Button.
He'll get it done.
You have to do it organically. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She'll be able to talk by the time he gets it done.
He'll get it done. I know the feeling. Right, you do feel like if I force it, it's going to ruin it.
Right.
Just ruin it.
Like, as soon as she hears it, she starts to do this wobble. It's hella cute. She starts to wobble and like she's already dancing. It's
Weebles
adorable.
Wobble, but they don't fall down.
This is Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Diamond.
Yes. Diamond.
Don't do that. Yeah. That diamond joke is like, she does things in the playpen. Like she'll take off her pants. I don't know how she does it.
Is that funny?
Her mom's like,
it's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, she's living up to the name.
Oh no!
You gotta get a little mini stripper pole in
that's
the playpen.
That's not even,
one
that's
job,
not
Rick. That keep her off the pole.
That joke's not funny.
Kind of funny. I got a couple emails here, just really quickly. I want to do Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay.
I tell you, I love the montage so much.
Emails make me nervous, though. I mean, we're coming off the montage.
No.
Emails can be dodgy at
Don't
best.
Don't be nervous.
Oh, boy.
Nope. This is a couple birthday shout-outs. You know, they hear us do one early, and so now they want one, too.
Right.
Let's see. We both listen on radio.com every morning. I live in Fresno, and these friends live in Salinas. Angie and Frank have been together 15 years, and they share the same birthday today, January 11th. They're expecting their second child, a baby girl, this coming spring, and I couldn't be happy for them. Thank you for considering. That's from Monica. So Angie and Frank... Monica wants to wish you happy birthday. Then there's this one is so cute. This girl, her name is Ashley. She has a friend, Megan. They grew up.
Oh, I love Ashley.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah. She's actually been in here before, her and her sister.
Well, they grew up listening to the show. She says she may have even turned me on to it in grades 6, 7, and 8. So 97, 98.
Mm.
We would call into the show and ask you guys to give birthday shout-outs to each other when it was one of our birthdays. You didn't really do them back then, so we always felt so cool if we heard our names on the radio. I remember setting
a... We don't really do them now.
We don't do them now. Never. I remember setting a cassette tape to record the show on my stereo at home before I left for school in case we missed it so I could replay it for her. We are now turning 35. She works as a Pilates instructor in Mill Valley, and I'm living in Germany with my husband who's in the Air Force. We haven't seen each other in years but have connected via social media. We both have children now and have continued to listen for all these years. Let's see here. And she asked for a big birthday shout-out for her her friend Megan. So Ashley and Megan, thank you for all the years listening.
And happy birthday.
And happiest of birthdays.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
P.S. Vinny, I'll Venmo you the stupid $30. Bring the family to Disney, will you?
The thing is, it's not that. It's just so hard to bring babies places. I know that, you know, you say that, oh, no, we did it. You're writing right now. Oh, we bring the baby. Okay, good. I'm glad you have the threshold to deal with a squalling baby.
God, they're such a pain
when you're
in the
just
ass.
Trying to do something.
And trying to have fun, trying to give your other kid a fun day.
Yeah, man. I don't.
Yeah. Hey, guys, let's talk about R. Kelly. So Yuzette woke up last night at midnight and couldn't get back to sleep. So she watched a bunch of the R. Kelly.
Bryn sent me a link yesterday, so I guess I just watched the first episode. It was, I don't know, an hour and a half long or something like that.
Okay, your review so far.
Oh, he's a horrible, horrible person.
Monster.
What kinds of things are they saying about him? Like, who is doing the talking?
It's shot very well. The victims are doing talking. There's journalists doing talking, music people in the industry doing talking.
So all talking about things that they've seen, heard, or experienced.
Right. Him, you know, being hanging out at the high school as a grown man, hanging out at the high school, hanging out the malls, and sending his people to get that girl, get that girl.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of it, but there were a lot of interviews with the victims, and every single one of them, or relatives of his too, were just crying. They couldn't get, they're like, and everybody was crying as they're talking about
it. I mean,
it.
Even after all these years, they're still affected by it.
So this is a show on Lifetime. I guess I'm hearing it 6 parts, and I guess they've released 4 parts of it so far. So there's still more to come. I guess people were watching it over vacation. So the truth about R. Kelly is out there. The world is finally taking it seriously. Lady Gaga is the latest person to get the hint. She actually did a song with him in 2013 called Do What You Want. Mm. And yesterday she pulled it from every place that she could possibly pull it from. iTunes, streaming services, wherever else people can get their music. She says, I stand behind these women 1,000%. I believe them. I know they're suffering and in pain and feel strongly that their voices should be heard and taken seriously. Mm. I want to say Lady Gaga herself was assaulted at age 19, right?
I believe so.
Elsewhere on the R. Kelly front.
Even his brothers were on this episode I watched, and two of the brothers were abused, sexually abused as small children.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
So are they saying that he was sexually abused, and that's maybe where some of his problems come from?
Yeah, that he learned way too young about sex.
That is no excuse.
No,
though. You know, it's lots of people live through traumas and go on to lead productive lives where they don't
and
have
don't
to
repeat
hurt other people, right? Or you know, continue forge a new link in the chain. You know, I do think, though, that fame can sometimes be the worst enemy that someone with... Although someone did say he'd be a serial killer if he wasn't famous. So who knows what would have turned out to be.
I think Marcus Osborne might have said that, yeah?
Yeah, they do say, though, that, you know, becoming famous arrests your development. That is where you're at. That's how people treat you. Everyone says yes to everything that you say. You start to get this weird sense of self and who you are and the importance of yourself and what you say and that like certain rules don't apply to you or that you shouldn't have to abide by them because of who you are. So who knows what's going on in
this
guy's
head. That he was a shy, scared kid when he was little and he wouldn't want to go out of the house. He would just play his little Casio.
Oh, yeah, a little keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's feeling the heat. No surprise. They are saying he's suffering panic attacks severe enough to require medical attention. There's a source close to him, apparently, who says the panic attacks started in the days leading up to the airing of Surviving R. Kelly. And the firestorm that has now erupted is affecting him. The panic attacks have continued. One attack was so serious that he actually went to a hospital. However, most of the time, he just has doctors come to him. Mm. I guess he has that ability.
Get me a doctor.
The episodes are triggered by the overwhelming backlash Kelly's getting from celebrities and the general public. He's shocked at how the tables have turned. Most people now believe the accusers. He is aware that according to TMZ, they're saying here, he's aware the pendulum isn't swinging his way right now in the court of public opinion. As for his birthday celebration on Wednesday night, the one where I told you a bunch of cops showed up, someone had called them, and there was something about a warrant. I don't know how a member of the public would say, there's a warrant for his arrest, and the cops wouldn't
go
have
get
it.
Him.
Go,
yeah.
Yeah, go get him. And he was like, where's the warrant? But he's looking for reasons to get out of his house. He wants to seem to be behaving normally. He believes he's done nothing wrong, according to TMZ, and doesn't want to seem like he's hiding. They're saying he's got a dwindling number of supporters, many of whom were cheering him in the nightclub. And they say that he is... What is it? What are you looking
Just
at?
That celebrity stuff. No, I'm not looking at anything. They were cheering him in the nightclub?
Mm-hmm.
That's the celebrity nonsense that you were talking about.
Right.
That's just gross.
His own daughter...
That's like the OJ stuff. Go OJ!
Right.
Go OJ!
Go kill someone else?
What?
What are you saying? His own daughter. I'm not seeing her age in this story, but she looks young. So she may be pushing 20.
I read a big article about her, and I can't remember her age either. She has a different name.
She has two names, right.
Yeah.
She was, her given name is Joanne Lee Kelly, and she goes by Buku Abi.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
She has broken her silence with a long statement condemning her father, strongly implying that she and her family have also been abused by him. She shared a long message on Instagram on Thursday, apologizing for taking so long to say something, explaining she's been searching for the right words for days. She expresses sympathy and devastation for all the women who have been allegedly victimized by her father and makes it clear that she, her mother, and her siblings don't condone any of his negative behavior, past or present. She suggests that they have not had any kind of relationship with R. Kelly for years. She said, going through all I've gone through in my life, I would never want anyone to feel the pain I've felt. The same monster you all confronting me about is my father. I'm well aware of who and what he is. I grew up in that house. She says she's chosen to stay out of the spotlight because it's better for her healing process. Here's a picture of her. She's a beautiful young woman. She says the constant reminders of how terrible my father is aren't good for her, so she has to do what's best for herself.
You said her name was Joanne Kelly?
Joanne Lee Kelly, but she goes by Buku Abi. B-U-K-U-A-B-I. Here's another shot of her, Vin. Damon Dash... says Kelly caused so much hurt. He was speaking specifically about Aaliyah, who he married, I think, when she was 13 or 14. And then, of course, her family stole her back and got it annulled. There's a women's rights group who has hired a plane to fly over Sony Music headquarters with a banner asking them to drop R. Kelly. And I guess, for some reason, Common felt like he had to jump in here. He was at the airport.
I think Common's a Chicago guy.
So maybe they know.
And they both have that city in common.
So you grabbed a little bit of this. Do you have it?
I do. Yeah.
This is Common's comments. So we are all going to try and watch this whole thing in the next week on Thursday. Hooman wants to do kind of a roundup review of it for his movie review.
People are saying, excuse me, Hooman, that all six episodes are already out.
Oh, they are. Great. Oh, okay.
We're also going to review the Laurel and Hardy movie.
So. Stan and Ollie.
Yeah.
That's coming up Thursday.
Mm.
Louis C.K., we were just talking about him in the office yesterday. Marcus Osborne was here, and he runs things over at the Punchline. And he was in to do the movie review. And just randomly, Louis C.K. came up. I think because...
I brought him up.
Yeah. Wasn't he asked if he would book him? Or
Vinny.
I asked
how
him
did
because
you ask him?
He was talking about a particular comedian who had this material that clearly made the audience uncomfortable.
Mm.
It was like... He was trying to walk the crowd or something.
Right.
And I asked him, because it's made the news recently, not only that Louis did some shows, but someone recorded him and the material he did was reviewed all over the internet as being not funny and rude and how dare he and all that. Outraged people were everywhere. And one of the other stories I read was about how a booker... which is what Marcus does, a booker in Denver or somewhere said, I wouldn't book him. And one of the ways I decided was I went and talked to one of, I don't know how she went and talked
I think she
to.
Said, maybe he she said called, it was a victim.
Talked to a victim of Louis and decided I'm not booking him.
Right.
So that was the way she decided he's not doing their club.
Right. And Marcus's thing was, look, I would probably let people decide with their dollars.
Right.
If you want to come and see him, he's booked. Here he is. People are deciding, and he did a last-minute show in Albany. It sold out in under 45 minutes. Just a couple, let's see here. So, yeah, this past, I guess this was last night, Thursday night. The show was announced at the very last minute, and it immediately, like 45 minutes, it immediately sold out.
Wow.
And they talk about the, you know, he makes the joke where he lost $35 million in an hour. You know, this is a guy who was exposing himself and doing stuff to himself in front of women, with and without their consent.
Yeah, weirdly though, there's a list of women who consented to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Weird.
J-Rod. That's yeah. J-Lo and A-Rod.
Oh, okay.
It's not dirty. Sounds kind of dirty, but it isn't.
I just didn't know what you... Okay.
J-Rod. Last year, they bought a 4,000-square-foot pad at 432 Park Avenue. I want to say they paid $15 million.
Is that all?
That is all, yeah. Oh. Very, very inexpensive pad. In fact, I have a picture of it somewhere. It just looks absolutely gorgeous. It looks like it's in that building that's the tallest... I want to say they call it like the tallest residential tower on Earth. Or something.
Really?
Let me see if I can find that. It doesn't say. Not in this particular story anyway. So they have relisted it. Apparently when all their kids are together, 4,000 square feet just isn't enough.
Wow.
Oh.
So they're going to look for something bigger. They're because as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh no, are they breaking up? Because this was the first thing that they bought together.
Yeah.
But turns out, no, they're not breaking up. They're looking for even grander digs.
I wanted to say, did you see that one of the guys in Metallica has just lowered the price on his home here in San Francisco?
Oh,
I did see something about that.
Dropped it another million, yeah. Took another $1 million off the price.
Which
guy? Kirk Hammett, but okay. I there it is. Metallica's Kirk Hammett reduces the price of San Francisco mansion by $1 million.
What does he want for it?
Let me see if I can find it. It's right over
$16 million.
See that spot?
Oh, look at that. Oh, is that out at Seacliff?
Yeah, he's neighbors with Benioff.
It's so lovely over there. Imagine that, just being right, just looking out your windows at the ocean.
The property originally listed for 13 is now going for 11.9. It's four-bedroom, four-and-a-half bath in Seacliff, 5,200 square feet.
That sounds perfect.
Features panoramic views of the Pacific Ocean and the Marin Headlands.
Oh.
Has a media center, a terrace, and more amenities.
I'm sure it does. So anyway, it looks like they're listening. It's the 4,000 square feet. It's just too small for them when all the kids are there.
Hmm.
They love the building.
The problem with Seacliff is there's nothing like out there. Like you're stuck at home. You don't walk anywhere.
You have a palace.
You do have a palace.
You have the beach right in front of you.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's more of a cliff. I don't. Can people get down to the beach from there?
There's Baker Beach right around the corner. Mm-hmm.
It is around the corner, but you'd have to actually go up into the Presidio to get
easy.
To it.
Easy.
No, there's stairs that lead down to the beach.
Are there?
Yeah,
there are.
Man.
Probably from each. You think from each house, like they've carved it into the cliff right
or
there?
Or there's just pathways.
There's
pathways.
Yeah, on the streets. I've walked there.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, with, you know, my little bucket of beers and my picnic
stuff.
There
you go.
Attaboy.
Well, there's a golf course right there, too. I mean, if
Lincoln
you like,
Golf Course, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Didn't we play there one time?
Yeah.
Me and you played some
Absolutely.
Thing?
Uh-huh.
But it's, you know, and actually right across from the golf, there's tons of great restaurants and stuff because there you are right out in the...
Clement is right there. That's the where... Richmond. Isn't that... Was your place
yeah,
on
Clement?
Yeah,
my spot was on Clement.
Yeah.
Park Presidio. Yes.
Blims.
Why is he selling everything?
Now closed.
Does it say what he's going to do?
Who?
All those guys are kind of moving. Like, Hetfield just got out of here.
Oh, yeah. Kirk lives in Hawaii.
Oh.
He's a surfer.
He doesn't need it. I'm totally out of time. Late. I know.
Where's
so late
food?
At this point. I don't know. I thought you were in charge of that.
Yeah, what do you mean? But it's not
set
here?
By 7:30. Oh,
it's
man,
not currently getting
us.
Cold?
Let me call her.
Oh, no.
What's coming up in the news?
I have no idea.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Here's something that's going to make somebody's day even happier. This is a killer prize. Bottle Rock is coming up again.
Yep.
As it does every year. Memorial Day weekend. It's so fun. It's absolutely great. And you can go with a pair of three-day tickets for Bottle Rock Napa Valley. If you're calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Bottle Rock, you know you want to go. They just released the lineups, too. You can go to BottleRockNapaValley.com and see everybody who's playing in which day. And single-day tickets are now on sale. Listen, this thing sells out every year. So you need to get on the stick. But start by calling us and trying to win these three-day passes, because that's the way to go. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
What do you mean by get on the stick?
Get on the stick.
That doesn't sound good.
Sounds painful.
Is that about shifting? Like you get on the stick and
I've never heard that phrase.
Shift it into high
Yet
gear.
Yet another phrase you say I've never heard.
I don't know what it means.
Is it similar to having a hair across my bear?
No, that's what hair across your ass. No, that's when you're pissed off.
Oh,
getting on the stick is to get on it.
Get
going. Do it.
All right.
Drop it into high gear.
High gear.
Ever lift it into high gear? I don't know. Stick it. Stick it into high gear.
Any idea what you're talking about when you say?
Comes from the idea of getting a car going by using the gear shift or stick.
Get on the stick.
Get on the stick. See, turns out
get
I was right.
Get busy. Get going. Get down.
Even though I didn't know that was what it was. That was my assumption.
Right.
Yeah. So get on the stick.
Okay.
Call 97-800-400-3697. 3 day passes for Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Jane has another pair today at 4:35, so be listening then. But your best bet is to go to BottleRockNapaValley.com and get yourself your own pair.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. This show is a show.
Hi.
I mean, that doesn't make sense.
No, it's a TV show.
Yeah, you can watch this show.
A web show.
Right.
You can, right.
I mean, they didn't, the cameras are positioned there where they just stay there. Yeah. And then the lighting, they just put a ton of lighting in here.
Yeah, so they just turn on all the lights.
It's not, I
There's
mean.
There's no hiding.
But
apparently they're HD cameras too.
You tell us what
you
think.
See our acne.
Ah, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's a good look.
Anyway, here's what's happening.
Okay.
Here comes the rain.
Here comes the rain, and I say, it's all right.
7 days of rain ahead, everyone. I hope you enjoyed and got what you needed done yesterday.
Yes, I actually sat outside for a while. I'm like, I have to soak in this sun.
The report is 7 days of rain.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Well,
it's fine.
Here it comes.
I'm not bummed about it. Yeah. I'm just telling you. It's time. The weather window has opened, and we are going to get it.
You are going to get it.
Big weekend to be indoors because we've got football games
both
days.
Butter
on Saturday, the Colts are playing the Chiefs. Cowboys play the Rams. Chargers play the Pats. And Eagles play the Saints. The last two games there are on Sunday. So that's a
full weekend of football playoffs.
Lots of stuff to keep you busy.
It's only this weekend and two more left, right? Because they'll do the finals next week or the semifinals.
The conference championships will be the week after. Then there'll be a break between,
the
Super Bowl break.
Right.
Where they take a week off and then the Super Bowl will happen. And no one cares about the Pro Bowl, so I don't even know. Doesn't matter. A new survey asks women what they'd do to have a little more free time each day.
Oh, what they're willing to, like, give up?
11% said they'd dump their husband or boyfriend if it meant they could have more time to get things accomplished.
Okay.
Well, then do it, because you will have more time.
Yep.
But you'll have all kinds of other stuff to do.
It's not right to be there like, you know what really give me some free time is cutting that guy out of my life.
If I didn't have to clean up after you all the time.
Well, then do it.
Yeah.
God.
You cut your husband or your boyfriend, though, and all of a sudden you realize all the stuff that they did now falls on you.
Right.
Like, I am not taking out the trash.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm
you
not.
You just sent the trash
not,
guy out the door.
I'm not dumping him.
Oh, all right.
That's what, and that's really the only reason that I don't dump John. It's true, though.
funny.
I don't want to do the trash. It is funny.
Almost a third of women would give up TV to have a little more time each day. Well, another third would almost...
they would have more time.
If they gave
just
up...
do it.
I know, this is so dumb.
So do it.
Another third said they'd give up social media.
Yeah, you can. That is totally an option for
yeah.
you. I would give it up for more time. You'll get more time if you just give it up.
Yeah, 15% said they'd give up their cell phone.
Okay, go ahead.
All those things.
There's
although,
no law that says you have to have these things.
A good argument could be made that your cell phone saves you time yes. if you use it responsibly. If you use it for maps and you use it to make calls during down times, then you're getting stuff done that right. you wouldn't otherwise.
It would be harder for you.
Right.
Now you got to go find a payphone or a landline.
You can't even do that.
And you can't get directions to the nearest payphone. I know where there's a payphone. One.
Top things women would do with a little more time is sleep, read, exercise, go for walks, cook instead of ordering out so much. Mm. The most hectic part of a day for a woman is morning.
Oh.
On average, it takes 55 minutes to get ready.
It is hectic. I find that the evening is hectic, too, you know, because you want to eat by a certain time or, you know, especially people who work the whole day and come home and then they got to deal with the kids. And then
yeah,
you're
talking about kid crap.
Right. But getting food on the table and then maybe, you know, figuring out when you're going to do homework and it's tough.
All of those normal arguments you have with a child trying to get them to get their shoes on, get them to get in the car. Where is your jacket? In the house. Mm.
That's not where it belongs.
Right, because we all are in the car now. Mm.
And now I have to go back in the house and unlock right. it and turn off the alarm and get
the
your, find your coat.
The rad one is when my daughter unbuckles everything once.
Oh, you're kidding.
You go back into the house to get the thing that...
Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, I needed to get the... Now we're starting over. Can you please get buckled so we can pull out? All right, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's awful.
Did she say hold on?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's real. All of the jokes you've heard through all the years, they're real.
Yeah, well, it turns out they are people. And they have their own ideas about how everything's going to go. And they're uber pains in the ass because they really don't get time management.
Right.
But they have their own ideas and want to tell you all about them.
Sarah.
Yara.
You might be down with this next study's findings.
Okay.
Because you love to do it. I guess we'd call it stick and move.
Yeah.
Or
quickies. Come on.
One-nighters.
No, not one-nighters.
That's not even a one-nighter. It's just a 20-minuter, right?
20 minutes seems extravagant.
10-minuter in an alley.
Quick. Oh, you're talking about like in my days before. I thought this was going to be about me doing quickies with John once a week.
Oh, no.
This is my past history. Right. Where I didn't put any kind of time limits on that. We would just see where things were.
Were there ever one-nighters or
sure.
was it
oh
like, you can't come back to my hotel room?
Yeah, no, there were plenty of one-nighters.
Oh, there were. Oh. Well, a study out of the University of Rochester in New York says having sex at first sight can actually lead to a stronger relationship.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. They say...
Because you feel connected and then like maybe it was so great and then you start talking afterward and then you're like, I just don't want to leave you. I think I might want to do it again.
This is actually so stupid because it's true. If people are... Unless you just want to stick and move...
Right.
If you actually give the person a chance and enjoy each other's company,
right.
which seems like that's what you're supposed to be doing, you would find you like them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're attracted in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should exchange some words, too, and see what happens.
Yeah, that seemed to go well.
They say there's more of a link between sexual attraction and emotional bonding than people realize. Ha!
Imagine that. It's true.
So when you do someone, it builds and strengthens your bond with them. Mm. Now you know. Right.
Thank you, Brett. Turn your mic on once in a while.
Thanks. I'm typing stuff right now. I'm just saying.
How about a fast back?
I love a fast back. Fast back. Fast back. Back back. You can move your hand to do that, huh?
Yeah. Wow, what an egg breaker. Jeez.
Well, if he's going to talk, like, say it.
God.
Turn on your mic. I want to hear it.
I'm in the background sometimes.
Goodrick comes to town and you get all ornery. Sheesh. I Love Lucy was originally sponsored by Philip Morris, so the opening credits for the first season featured cartoon versions of Lucy and Ricky climbing on a giant pack of cigs.
Oh. Oh. Really? Before they went to the like Valentine's Day heart looking thing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, that's the olden days. Boy, cigs. They were, you know, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Benson and Hedges for their patients who do smoke.
Was it Gleason, Jackie Gleason? I think he had a show, but he would do it with a cup of coffee and a cig in his hand. Mm. Like the like you're in his living room with him.
Right.
You know?
I think didn't a lot of the like Tonight Show, like Dean Martin would come on and he'd be smoking a cig and they'd be drinking some whiskey.
Well, didn't Johnny Carson used to sit there smoking?
I think he did, you see.
I think I remember an ashtray.
That's so funny. Mm. It was just that was just the way it was. Mm-hmm. Cigarettes were everywhere.
Oh, right. I found it. I'll post it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
The Jackie Gleason thing?
No, Lucy climbing the pack of cigarettes. It was hard to find, and they basically took it down everywhere, but I found it.
All right.
Am I hearing the music for it right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to hack Google, Who Man.
Good job, Who Man.
The idea of Casual Friday started in Hawaii in the 1960s, where people would wear Hawaiian shirts on Fridays, and eventually it went nationwide.
I see.
Thank you, Hawaii.
Thanks, Hawaii.
I mean, we're casual every day, but we get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah. I wonder if in the olden days, all the DJs dressed up every day, too. People were so much more formal in the olden days.
Well, you worked with Al Hart.
He wore a suit every day.
We worked with him and watched. Like, you'd get in the elevator, and there's that guy in a suit.
Yep.
Dirty pants and a free T-shirt on.
You see the old pictures of KCBS in the hallways.
They all look dressy. Yeah. But maybe they knew it was picture day.
Yeah, maybe.
Different times.
I feel like when I worked in the newsroom, everybody dressed up.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, and I suppose if you were going to go be a reporter on the scene, that you'd want to look official. You know, do those guys all wear suits when they go out?
No, but definitely collared shirts.
Mm.
Oh, here's a public service announcement, everyone.
Oh, I love PSAs.
This is a good one, too. I like it. I'm for it.
I like your sly smile. I have a feeling about this one.
There's a movement right now for women to stop shaving all hair for the month of January.
Right.
It's called Janu-Hairy.
Oh. Janu-Hairy.
In January.
Okay, I'll do it.
They want you to let your leg, armpit, facial, and lady part hair flow.
Mm. Why?
They say...
I definitely have a winter cut, you know, these months.
Sure.
When I'm definitely not wearing anything sleeveless or shorts.
It was started by a charity called Body Gossip, and they say it's all about body positivity. So let do you this in the month of January.
January. I like January. I think that's pretty funny.
I'm not really into armpit hair. Actually, I can live with that. I'm not into leg hair.
Oh,
I love
hair's good.
Good
nice furry
muff, though. I'm into that.
Okay.
You gonna let it go?
No, I'm not gonna.
Wow. You seem like you're usually...
I know.
Any excuse?
No, John likes it.
What about you?
I'm feeling my leg hair right now.
Oh, are you hairy?
Yeah.
Oh, just let it go. You got
got an excuse.
Yeah.
It's just so unattractive. Like, I don't like looking at it.
Leg hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, the leg hair's...
Because my legs are so white and the hairs are so black. It's just, it's so gross. Like, I'm going to... And also, like, my armpits, I just want them to be clean. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want that. Man. I don't shave all the stuff.
All right.
I'll leave my face, though. I won't shave my mustache this month.
Do you shave that?
No.
Oh.
I'd be afraid to. I'd be afraid it would actually turn into stubble.
Anyway, here's another one for you.
Okay.
Here are 10 things Americans do in movies that confuse people around the world. You know, I mean, we are, I guess there's big movie countries. Like, India has a big industry, film industry.
Well,
what's the other one?
China has a big film industry. And China gets a lot of our movies, too. Like, worldwide, our movies go. So it's, you were saying these are things that people do in American movies that when they're played in other countries.
They're like, I don't,
what's going on there?
Right.
Okay.
So this is the list they put together. Caring about Halloween.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, around the world is
people
not
are like,
the holiday.
What the hell is that?
Right.
Do they even have Halloween elsewhere?
I don't know. I guess probably not.
All Hallows Eve.
Eating huge amounts of meatloaf.
Do we do that? I can't remember the last movie I saw where they were eating meatloaf.
Me either. Ending phone calls without saying bye.
Oh. Me and Bryn were just talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
I never do that.
On TV shows.
I always say goodbye.
What was it, Bryn?
Mad Men.
Oh, Mad Men.
Yeah, I always just hang up. Yeah. My parents do that too, though. It's
oh.
Pretty annoying. Like, when they feel like they're done,
I feel like that's how you signal that you're ready to end the, like, okay, that's it for me. Goodbye. And then because then you give someone a chance to go, hold on, I got one more thing to say to you.
Right. Resolution.
Right. Eating out of Chinese takeout boxes. These are things done in American movies that make other countries around the world wonder what the hell.
Is that because those takeout boxes are actually designed to be plates and you're supposed to open them all the way up?
Oh, man.
Are you saying that's...
Yeah, that's... It's true.
You don't know that that's true. You just made some crap
it's
up.
It's true.
No, you just threw you a flyer out there it, hoping you'd be right.
I am right. I'm
you're not
they're
right. You're making crap up again.
Oh, my God, I'm not. You're supposed to open up the box the whole way, lay it out. It's a plate. It's like
I've
like
done
a
it
dish.
Before, but I don't know if that's
it's actually designed like that's why it's one piece.
Oh, snap. Look at her go. All right, here it is.
There it is.
Did you see that?
You open it up, and it's a plate. And it's actually more than a plate. It's kind of a bowl. Because it goes upward a little bit.
All right,
that one's
no
particularly
one does
flat.
That. No
I,
one.
I do it now that I know about it. I found out about it a few years ago. And I was like, oh, well, there it is. And then instead of having to reach in and get your hand all dirty trying to get your noodles out, you just open it up and there it is and everyone can pull what they want.
So I did a tremendous amount of research.
In the last 30 seconds.
And out of the 195 countries in the world, about 14 celebrate Halloween.
Oh. Oh, well, there it is.
Wow. What are those countries?
Oh, United States, Ireland,
I'm
Canada,
kidding.
England, Mexico,
Jesus
Sweden, Christ. Austria, Belgium, Germany, Netherlands, Italy, Japan, parts of India, small parts of China, small parts of the Czech Republic.
Huh. Czech Republic.
Obsessing about prom and looking at it as some kind of key milestone in life is also another wonder.
Is it because they don't
worldwide?
Have proms?
Maybe,
or
because you're so young. Who cares?
Oh, prom was so important.
Oh, God.
It was
no,
important.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
What a waste of my
oh,
time.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't get out of there. The
well,
one I went to.
You silly boy.
Was so my mom would back off.
Back
get off me.
Mom.
It's a big deal.
I promise you're going to regret it if you don't go to
yeah.
Well, at least one of them. And I want to get you a high school ring, too.
Yeah.
You're going to want to wear that.
You got a ring.
Oh, my
to
God.
Remember your time
not
in,
one
in high
person
school.
I have ever met wears their high school ring. Not
well,
one.
It's because I can't fit it on my hand anymore. I wore it for years.
You did.
I did.
Not.
I did, and I still have it.
You wore your high. Why?
I liked it. I designed it myself. I liked it.
You did?
I was a loser in high school. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you, Bryn. Thank you for reminding me that I didn't peak in high school. Which is the way to do it, kids.
That's right, kids.
Oh, if you're too guys. Popular
right,
in high school,
kids.
You need to do something to screw up. Because
none of us peaked
again.
In high school. None of us.
I think Vinny might have peaked in high school.
No, there's no way. There is no... What, dude, that's...
I liked high school and had a lot of fun there, and I wasn't someone that was picked on, apparently, like you guys were. Jesus Christ.
Yuzi, you liked high school.
Yeah, I had fun.
You know how to do that real good.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, our text number's 800. God. You two both fall into that same rap every time.
High school?
Yeah. 209 says, I'm a band teacher. Nationally, all the other band directors I know have been saying how annoying Baby Shark is, and they're even more annoyed when their students start playing it on their instruments. Somehow I managed never once to hear it and was totally oblivious until I turned on my radio and the montage was playing.
Oh, too bad
thanks,
for
guys.
You.
Now it's stuck in my head.
Shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 baby shark. Mommy shark.
707 says, I love how during the Friday montage, Bonnie uses the time to highlight his paperwork, but every now and then he looks up and laughs his ass off at Sarah like he's never seen her behave like this before. I love that you all still crack each other up after all these years.
I love that we do too. I really feel like we're so lucky. We have such a good little family
yeah,
going.
I agree.
really enjoy you. I actually really miss you when we're on vacation. I mean, not enough to like come back early, but you know, I do miss you. I look forward to seeing you when we're on vacation.
I actually laughed out loud at our desk before the show even started today.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was. It was very funny.
Had baby shark stuck in my head all day yesterday. Thank you, Bryn and Vinny, for the gifts that keep on giving.
Oh, you're so welcome.
What's coming up in the trash?
Well, unfortunately, there's no new music worth playing. So I did a music roundup instead. It's all
right.
Music stories and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.